Morgan Startup Series.
Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the Morgan's Startup Series, we're joined by George Cole from Energy Innovation Capital, all the way from the USA. Thank you for coming and welcome to Brisbane.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be here.
Firstly, what brings you to sunny Brisbane?
Red Eye, which is one of your best startups here, or actually now a growth company here in Brisbane. And so we've made an investment there and here for board meetings with Wayne Gerard and his team.
Fabulous. And Wayne's here, actually. Say hello, Wayne.
G'day, everyone.
Excellent. We'll get you on later on. But tell us a little bit about the background of Energy Innovation Capital, the history, how it began, and your involvement.
Sure. So Energy Innovation Capital, we're one of the largest energy tech investment firms in the U.S. We're based between San Francisco and Houston, kind of that Silicon Valley meets oil and gas background. The founders come from corporate venture capital, having founded GE Venture Capital, and then previously co-founding Chevron's Technology Ventures Group and ConocoPhillips Technology Ventures Group. And so we brought that kind of decades of experience in energy tech and then brought that into forming our own firm and then applying what we've learned over those years into the space.
And George, what made you move away from corporate with a big balance sheet to then running your own fund?
You know, it's we've learned a lot over the many years, and then being able to apply that for ourselves was pretty exciting. And then the opportunity was really ripe with what was going on in the energy industry, and then that ability to pack that global energy industry. And we kicked it off in 2016, which was a great time.
And since 2016, can you talk about the number of investments that you made, and particularly what you look for within the oil and gas sector?
Sure. We're at 18 portfolio companies to date in the firm. We're looking for great founders and management teams that are creating technologies that have a significant impact into the global energy industry, providing improvements in sustainability, profitability, ability to compete globally, and given the amount of turbulence in those energy industries, they need those high-tech picks and shovels to keep those businesses running.
And George, looking at the investments from, I mean, obviously here in Brisbane, but on a global scale, how do you keep track of all the investments from maybe from Brisbane to London to San Francisco, et cetera?
The majority of our investments are in the U.S. We have a broader mandate, and we'll go wherever the best technology companies are. And so with Wayne's team here in Brisbane, it was well worth the trip over here. And actually combined with what they've done with the BDF makes it very attractive to be here to find such a great high growth company that we can then bring into the U.S. Then tracking all of those companies, we've got a couple in Germany, and then the majority of the rest are kind of California, Texas, and all across the states.
Can you talk about Energy Innovation Capital and what they provide aside from just a big check potentially?
You know, one of the things we pride ourselves on is having deep domain experience in the energy fields. And so the members of the team have great connectivity across it. And so one of the strongest things that we do is being less than a phone call away from anybody on the customer side or bringing in a new person that could help that company in the industry that they're in. And so, you know, everybody on our team is a BD, is business development for their portfolio companies. And we use this broad network to help drive adoption and deployment of those technologies. And that's a key factor. The large industrial space we're in aren't necessarily considered the fastest adopters in the world. And having experience of how do you actually accelerate adoption deployment of new energy technologies is pretty much what we pride ourselves on. And we work very diligently with the companies to help do that.
And do you sit in a particular space of funding? Like, do you look at, Series A, B gaps, or do you kind of cover the full spectrum?
We're stage agnostic. We're really looking for the best teams. And so it does range from venture to growth. Although all of our companies have revenue and all of them have a product that we can touch, feel, do due diligence on, help put in front of our very large network of the actual customers and make sure that it really does address their pain points. So it is, we're not at the raw idea stage, we're at the implementation stage where they've proven that it works, and they may not have a lot of revenue, maybe small amount, but they've demonstrated that it does solve a customer pain point, and then we help accelerate that adoption and deployment of that technology, help change the inflection point of the uptake of that technology.
In terms of oil and gas, I mean, it's been around for many, many, many generations, et cetera, and some of the techniques would probably be very tried and tested. I mean, looking at the technology, I mean, how technologically advanced is the oil and gas sector?
you know, it's one of the most misunderstood things. It's probably one of the highest tech industries in the world. Many of the environments that we work in, you know, at, you know, 10,000 feet below sea level and making things produce air, you know, hitting a spot, you know, the size of a football from, you know, 5 miles away, drilling, you know, 10,000 feet down and then 10,000 feet laterally. I mean, those are very complicated problems. And so a huge amount of technology goes into doing that. And so, and yes, when you go run around Texas and you see what some people call the nodding donkeys, you know, these pump jacks going up and down, that technology literally has been around for well over 100 years. But then optimizing that technology or providing other technologies that that improve that performance, those are the new things that we're adding on.
And how close are you to some of the large major oil and gas players in terms of the, some of the growth style companies that you are in your portfolio? Can you connect them on a customer level or a potentially an equity level, et cetera?
You know, that's really a sweet spot for us. A lot of us come out of that world and we left on good terms. We like to consider ourselves an innovation partner to the large oil and gas and small across really across the industry. And so we play well with others and work with all of the major global energy companies as well as the U.S. independents and helping supply the innovations they need to improve their performance.
Now we might get the startup perspective here. We might get Wayne into the hot seat now and talk about his experience on how he found you, and also in terms of the value add that you provide. So we might swap seats now, George, sure. If you don't mind. We'll get Wayne in the hot seat and based here in Brisbane. Red Eye is a fast growing, scalable startup. Wayne's been a previous guest on the podcast series, going back almost 3 years now, Wayne. So a lot has changed since then, and potentially, can you give us an update on the business and how you connected with Energy Innovation Capital?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. It's great to be here, and it's really great to have EIC in Brisbane. You know, being able to attract a US, you know, world class investor to invest in a Queensland startup, come down to Queensland and help us with our board offsite, which we've just been doing for the last 2 days. And, you know, working alongside the BDF, and, you know, last night we did a presentation at the precinct, and George and Ben graciously talked about, you know, what it's like to, you know, to raise US capital. So it's, yeah, it's been a great couple of days. Bit of a snapshot on Red Eye. Gee whiz, when we first caught up all those years ago, I reckon we were probably, can't remember exactly.
You weren't in the office that you're at now, or the one before. So you've upgraded a couple of times.
Wow. So that would have been about the time we raised money from
Because I went to your new office launch, and that was not the new office now.
No. Yeah. So we would have been sub 20 people back then.
Yep.
In fact, we were definitely less than 20 people. And today we're 88 people with, let me think, 6 offices globally. So we now have 3 offices in the US, Denver, Houston, and Las Vegas. We have an office in the Philippines, and we just opened last week in New Zealand, in Wellington. Really exciting times for us.
And 3 years ago, caught up, I think you were involved in sort of more like the utility side of things. There was a water, Snowy Hydro, I think, was a client. And, yeah. And can you talk about maybe how you've grown since then? And is that still a focus of the business?
Absolutely. So I guess last time we caught up, Red Eye was really focused on managing engineering drawings for large complex asset owners. Today, we manage all of the data that represents their built infrastructure. So no longer just engineering drawings, but engineering documentation, 3D models, and all of the other data formats, point cloud and LiDAR and everything else that, you know, a complex critical infrastructure owner now uses to operate their assets. It's been quite a change. We still only focus on working for asset owners. So we don't sell software to engineering or construction companies. We really understand who our client is. And we've been able to expand our client base globally. So it's, yeah, it's been an exciting journey.
I've got to ask the question, I mean, how did you get in touch with EIC and obviously many, many decades of experience with some of the largest oil and gas companies in the world, and we're sitting here in Brisbane with all of us together. I mean, how did this all happen?
Yeah, it's been an exciting journey. It's taken me a couple of years of traveling backwards and forwards to the US to really understand how US venture capital works. And one of the lessons I've learned over that period of time is that any money's not good money. It's really about finding venture investors that understand your problem, understand the problem you're solving, understand the market you're selling into, and understand the way that we sell into that market. And so I went looking for investors that understood us. I've literally met with, presented to, pitched to over 100 US VCs. And all of the big names on Sand Hill Road and places like that. And I was lucky enough through an introduction that I made in 2014 in Houston, get introduced to George because we were both speaking at a conference in New Orleans a couple of years ago. And so George and I met up at the conference. We got talking. It was just clear that we had a shared passion for the problem we were solving. George, being an engineer himself, had literally lived the problem. And so it took us probably 2 years of talking and getting to know each other and working together to get to a point where EIC led our Series B round in October last year.
And Wayne, George obviously speaks very highly of you. Do you feel any pressure now? Is it sitting in the room here? Are there any secrets you want to tell about George that we don't know about?
Well, given he's got a bar fridge full of my wine at his house, I can't be I can't say too much. No, seriously, Chris, it's for me, one of the lessons I've learned raising capital is you have to build relationships with people because, like George said, you really get into a partnership. And so I went looking for someone that I could trust, someone that understood what I was trying to do with the business, understood where I was trying to take the business and was aligned to how I wanted to execute. And, I genuinely do appreciate the way that George operates, his experience. And beyond that, the whole EIC team is awesome, right? So we've also got Ben here. And
hi, Ben.
Ben's based in San Fran, and Ben was instrumental in doing all the due diligence and understanding Red Eye. And George, Ben, Kevin, who's George's business partner and the other founder of EIC, and their whole team are really first class people. I'm not just dealing with one person, I'm actually part of EIC's family, and Red Eye is part of EIC's family. So George and Ben have been out here twice now, and they've taken the time to really get to know my whole executive team. They've got another great guy on their team who's actively introducing our US team into accounts, like doing meetings with clients. George really has, and Kevin has, opened their black book of contacts, and together we have a shared list of targets that Dave Vandershee, my president of North America, is leading. And Dave himself was actually introduced to us by EIC. So they've helped me to find an amazing president for North America, and they're genuinely putting their money where their mouth is. Lots of VCs tell you that they're going to do all this stuff other than just give you money. EIC is doing it.
Sounds like a genuine partnership, which you described. So we might leave it there with you, Wayne, and George, welcome back to the hot seat. But let's talk about what excites you in technology at the moment within the oil and gas sector. I mean, I hear a lot of, doing the startup podcast, I hear a lot of things about driverless cars and Bitcoin and AI, et cetera. But is there something which excites you on a personal level and potentially within the portfolio?
All of our companies excite us, of course. Just the size and scale of the global energy industry is a pretty great place to work, and there are just huge challenges that we can go after. The unconventional revolution out of the United States, bringing this incredible dividend of low cost gas into the global marketplace, the ability to help improve the performance of drilling those wells and producing that oil and gas, and the U.S. becoming a net exporter rather than an importer of oil and gas, has just been a huge global transition that's affected those markets, and that's been driven by technology. And so it's a pretty amazing dividend for the whole world.
Do you get some of those larger companies doing like hackathons, et cetera, or solving internal problems, which again can correlate to your portfolio? I mean, obviously, if you get these companies that can gain 0.5% here or 0.5% there on something, that can be hundreds of millions of dollars.
There's a lot of really great progressive companies out there. There's a gentleman, Jose Silva, and their CTO at Anadarko that have 80-something data analysts doing amazing work, taking on challenges that they've never seen before. So, we love Red Eye. We've got another one in the United States called Kelvin that's taking edge computing and control and creating enormous dividends and improvements in efficiencies of producing oil fields. So now you're producing a lot more energy, using a lot less energy.
Now, the Red Eye deal, when you came out and you've invested in Wayne and his team, it was also supported by the Queensland Business Development Fund, which is Eden Lawrence is also here. Hi, Eden. And we've had her on a different podcast. But dealing with that type of structure where it's matched capital, I mean, do you see that on a global scale? Is this something that's quite unique to Australia?
It's world class. I mean, what QIC has done with the BDF is pretty amazing. It's one of the drivers. You know, we have a higher bar to be here. And so the team, you know, Wayne and his team are one of the more superior management teams we've seen, his ability and his background. And then that added piece of working with QIC and BDF to provide that option for us. So it kind of guarantees the money back to them, but then we get this extra option that as we drive this company into the large growth company that we know it can be, that ability to have that extra option is definitely a factor in it and incredibly appreciated. And it helps make the cost of doing business here and coming here for a week worth it. It's been very helpful.
So yeah, you enjoy the lifestyle and you'll come back here, obviously.
We will. It's a pleasure to come see the team. We're also having Wayne spend time in the U.S. and help grow into that market as well. But it's not very hard. So Ben, who's here with me, we definitely enjoy coming over here.
We got the thumbs up from Ben. The Brisbane lifestyle looks pretty relaxed, pretty good.
Great to be here.
Excellent. And I suppose on a on a personal level, and maybe some business acumen that you've had in your life, what's some tips? I mean, you must see hundreds, if not thousands, of pitch decks or companies that come through to pitch to you. What's one thing that you can share with them, and maybe some tips for other entrepreneurs when they are pitching to a VC, and maybe on a personal level, your own business acumen, how you live your business life?
Sure. I think the number one thing they need as part of their pitch is demonstrating they actually understand the pain point that they're solving, and that their solution solves it in a unique and an economic way that's substantially different and differentiated than other ways. And if they don't understand that, that comes across pretty quick. And if you're not solving some major pain, you're not going to have the type of return that you're looking for.
George, thank you for coming and being on the podcast in Brisbane. And thanks to Ben and also to Wayne and Eden for organizing it. Congratulations on the investment in Red Eye thus far, and hopefully bigger and better things from Red Eye and your entire portfolio. So thanks again, and you're welcome back in Brisbane anytime.
Great to be here, Chris, and thanks.